Welcome back to our Divine Office and Liturgy of the Hours. Hope that you are having a pretty good Wednesday on this High Holy Day. Let's begin with Office of Readings for Ash Wednesday and the Invitatory. The Invitatory Antiphon is either, Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering, or Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Manizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, They are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, They shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Now the song. Draw near, Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. O King, Savior of all nations, see how our grieving lifts our eyes to heaven. Hear us, Redeemer, as we beg forgiveness. Draw near, O Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. Might of the Father, keystone of God's temple, way of salvation, gate to heaven's glory. Sin has enslaved us, freed your sons from bondage. Draw near, O Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. We pray you, O God, throned in strength and splendor, hear from your heaven this, our song of sorrow. Show us your mercy, pardon our offenses. Draw near, O Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. Humbly confessing countless sins committed, our hearts are broken, laying bare their secrets. Cleanse us, Redeemer, boundless in compassion. Draw near, O Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. Innocent captive, unresisting victim, liars denounced you, sentenced for the guilty. Once you redeemed us, now renew us, Jesus. Draw near, O Lord, our God, graciously hear us, guilty of sinning before you. Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. Psalm 103, praise of God's tender compassion. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Luke 1:78. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. Antiphon 2. As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him. Bless the Lord, all you his works. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. Bless the Lord, all you his works. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his works. Give thanks to the Lord, all his armies, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Having just received a challenge and attack on me personally, I thank God for this challenge that's coming into my life. And I thank him that I know I will be shown to be innocent and vindicated. And I thank him for having compassion on me, even in my sinfulness and imperfections. We pray that God will heal our bodies, our souls, and our spirits through all the challenges that he sends us as penances this Lent. Glory, because they are healing penances. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, all you his works. Turn back to the Lord and do penance. Be renewed in heart and spirit, is the verse introducing our great lesson from Scripture and tradition. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1 through 12. Concerning fasting that pleases God. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? We afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed, and lie in sackcloth and ashes. Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the throngs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove from your midst, false accusation and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty, even in the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach they shall call you, restorer of ruined homesteads. Responsory prayer is taken from Isaiah in Matthew 25. The Lord says, The kind of fast that pleases me is sharing your food with the hungry and sheltering the poor and homeless. Do this, and I will listen to your prayers. When you call on me, I will say, I am here. When the Son of Man comes in glory, he will say to those on his right, Come, inherit the kingdom for I was hungry and you gave me food. Do this, and I will listen to your prayers. When you call on me, I will say, Here I am. I just love the second reading from the tradition of the church. It's from that brilliant letter to the Corinthians, that brilliant light, St. Clement of Rome, one of our earliest popes. Let us fix our intention on the blood of Christ and recognize how precious it is to God our Father, to God his Father, since it was shed for our salvation and brought the grace of repentance to all the world. If we review the various ages of history, we will see that in every generation, the Lord has offered the opportunity of repentance to any who were willing to turn to him. When Noah preached God's message of repentance, all who listened to him were saved. Jonah told the Ninevites they were going to be destroyed, but they repented. Their prayers gained God's forgiveness for their sins, and they were saved, even though they were not of God's people. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the ministers of God's grace have spoken of repentance. Indeed, the Master of the whole universe himself spoke of repentance with an oath. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the death of the sinner, but his repentance. He added this evidence of his goodness. House of Israel, repent of your wickedness. Tell the sons of my people, if their sins should reach from earth to heaven, if they are brighter than scarlet and blacker than sackcloth, you need only turn to me with your whole heart and say, Father, and I will listen to you as to a holy people. In other words, God wanted all his beloved ones to have the opportunity to repent, and he confirmed this desire by his own almighty will. That is why we should obey his sovereign and glorious will and prayerfully entreat his mercy and kindness. We should be supplicant before him and turn to his compassion, rejecting empty works and quarreling and jealousy, which only lead to death. Brothers, we should be humble in mind, putting aside all arrogance, pride, and foolish anger. Rather, we should act in accordance with the scriptures, as the Holy Spirit says. The wise man must not glory in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the rich man in his riches. Rather, let him who glories glory in the Lord by seeking him and doing what is right and just. Recall especially what the Lord Jesus said when he taught gentleness and forbearance. Be merciful, he said, so that you may have mercy shown to you. Forgive, so that you may be forgiven. As you treat others, so will you be treated. As you give, so will you receive. As you judge, so will you be judged. As you are kind to others, so you will be kindly treated. The measure of your giving will be the measure of your receiving. Let these commandments and precepts strengthen us to live in holy obedience to his sacred words. As scripture asks, Whom shall I look upon with favor except the humble, peaceful man who trembles at my words? Sharing then in the heritage of so many vast and glorious achievements, let us hasten toward the goal of peace set before us from the beginning. Let us keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Father and Creator of the whole universe, and hold fast to his splendid and transcendent gifts of peace and all his blessings. Responsory prayer let the evil man give up his way of life, and the sinful man his thoughts. Let him turn back to the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy on him. Our God is kind and compassionate, always ready to forgive. The Lord does not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to him and live. Our God is kind and compassionate, always ready to forgive. Here we go. Instead of the closing prayer, I just wanted to pray with you a short service, short liturgy around the gospel reading. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we continue our liturgy prayer.